Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Marabhishtam Sthapita Nirabhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Tacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshak Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. जय जगन्नाथ, जय बलदेव, जय सुभद्रा। जय सुभद्रा। निताई गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि वो, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की जय। गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि वो, हरि हरि जगन्नाथ। एंड एंड हरे कृष्णा टू यू ऑल। एंड वेरी वेलकम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, assembled everywhere or assembled on Zoom conference, and I expect that there are a lot of devotees from New Jersey today, as this is their festival and they have invited me to talk, and I'm sure others also are joining the talk, Jagannath Rath Yatra talk. Although Rath Yatra festival is in 2 days to come, however, I think conveniently devotees in the West or devotees in New Jersey, they are celebrating Rath Yatra, virtual Rath Yatra of course, on this weekend. Yesterday was Rath Yatra and today is a Jagannath Rath Yatra Katha. Hari Hari. Now such Rath Yatras are being held all over the planet. There was a time Rath Yatra mostly was held in Jagannathpuri and then maybe few more towns in India, Ahmedabad and like that, few other places. But now Lord Jagannath kindly is making his appearance everywhere. To begin with, I was just remembering, Jagannath appeared in San Francisco. In 1967. And there's a little story, I think some of you have, I'm confident you have heard this, how Malti Mataji goes for shopping and there she finds, well, she found one doll, looked very strange but was attracting her attention. So as she did her shopping, she also managed to get that doll. I don't think she purchased it. She must have just grabbed it. And upon returning to the temple, she presented that doll to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada knew this was not just another doll, but this is Jagannath. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, where did you find this?" "Oh, of course I found this in the shop." And Srila Prabhupada said, "There must be two more dolls. Go back and try to find the remaining two dolls." And Samalti Mataji, that is what she did. And to her surprise, there were two more dolls. And she was very happy to find them. And she rushed back and offered those two dolls also to Srila Prabhupada. And now he was keeping those three dolls in front of him. And Srila Prabhupada was offering prayers to those dolls, and he was in different mood, well, devotional mood. Srila Prabhupada's devotion aroused, and he was meditating on those dolls. Those, of course, to Srila Prabhupada, they were not dolls, they were deities, small deities of Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra. And then Srila Prabhupada revealed the fact that these dolls are Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Krishna, and this one is Jagannath. No, this one is Balaram, and this is their sister Subhadra. So for the first time, Srila Prabhupada introduced Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra to the devotees. They were just now becoming devotees in San Francisco. And then Srila Prabhupada had idea of holding Jagannath Ratha Yatra. He knew Malati Mataji's husband, knew Shyam Sundar, he knew carpentry. So Srila Prabhupada gave that task: take these three dolls, deities, keep them in front of you, and make bigger size deities, replica, just like, they should be looking just like these three deities or dolls. So that's what Shyam Sundar Prabhu did. And once those deities were carved, so Shyam Sundar became like a Vishwakarma. And whole plan of organizing first ever Rath Yatra of ISKCON in the Western world. Western world or Eastern world? There was no Eastern world that time. ISKCON was only in the Western world. So lorry, they had ordered lorry, flat bed truck. The sides hang down, two sides, back side. The flat platform. So deities were placed there, and in Golden Gate Park, America's or California's most famous park, or called Golden Gate Park, Rath Yatra was held. And this lorry was a rath. Lorry was the chariot, and the big surprise of Srila Prabhupada as well as all the devotees, there was a large gathering. Srila Prabhupada and his followers had never ever seen such big crowds turning up for Hare Krishna festival here, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. 10,000 American ladies and gentlemen participated in Rath Yatra, and it was an amazing event. Kirtan throughout, and Srila Prabhupada was dancing in the Kirtan. Famous photographs of Srila Prabhupada in San Francisco Rath Yatra, dancing in San Francisco Rath Yatra. And towards the end, there was a big prasad distribution, Jagannath prasad distribution, and Srila Prabhupada was so much pleased, overwhelmed in fact. And then he said, we should rename this town. But from today onwards, San Francisco will become known as New Jagannath Puri. And that is what it has become now, known as New Jagannath Puri. So that was ISKCON's first ever Jagannath Rath Yatra. And then in some more towns in America, Canada, Rath Yatras were held then, in London, then here, then there, then everywhere, and now over 700 cities Jagannath Rath Yatra is being held. And what do you think? In future, probably every town, every village, wherever the holy name goes, reaches, Jagannath is going to follow, and Rath Yatras would be held everywhere. Jai Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath!
So, the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is a favorite festival of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And that is obviously for the reason that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took keen interest in Jagannath and Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to reside in Jagannath Puri for 18 years. He could have stayed in any other holy dham. He could have stayed in Haridwar or Pandharpur or here or there. But now he chose to spend 18 years in Jagannath Puri. As a result, Jagannath Puri has become most famous dham. And there were times that two Purushottams were residing in Jagannath Puri at the same time. Leela Purushottam Jagannath and Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 18 years together. This has enhanced the glory of Jagannath Puri Dham. So as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just now returned from South India tour on time to participate in Snan Yatra, that was first Snan Yatra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attending. And his joy knew no bounds. Jagannath was not well. was sick, bed rest, and no visitors meant no darshan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more disappointed. More than he was satisfied the day before during Snani Yatra. So what to do? Where to find Jagannath? Where to see Jagannath? So kindly there is arrangement in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath gives darshan in Alarnath. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu literally he ran to Alarnath for darshan of Alarnath, who gives darshan as Jagannath. And then there's no point of his returning to Jagannath Puri. Why return to Jagannath Puri? Jagannath is not giving darshan, there is no darshan of Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu stayed on in Alarnath. But then Sarva Bhattacharya and Nityanand Prabhu, they had come to Alarnath to inform Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there are so many devotees from Navadvip have arrived in Jagannath Puri. And my dear Lord, they would like to see you. Because they also couldn't see Jagannath. So they could at least see you. So please return. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns to Jagannath Puri and devotees from Navadvip, also from Shantipur, also from Khanda, also from Gram. Which Gram? Kulin Gram. Very good. From Kulin Gram. So devotees were of course fully satisfied seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they met and they saw and had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They did not miss Jagannath. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath. So then, that day, 2 weeks passed after Snan Yatra, and then day before Jagannath Rath Yatra is a Netrotsav day, and also it is Gundicha Marjan day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had once again a feast for eyes. It's called Netrotsav, feast for eyes. This feast for tongue, that everyone knows. Mahaprasadi Govinde. But eyes also enjoy the feast, seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath. The Mahaprabhu was missing Jagannath so much. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 18 years, he kept missing Jagannath. Feeling separation from Jagannath. And then, missing and then meeting. Miss and meet. You would miss Jagannath. And then he would go for darshan and meet, have darshan of Jagannath. And Jagannath also was missing.
Who was Jagannath missing? Yeah, he was missing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only, well, he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. So who is Jagannath missing? Who is he missing? Radharani. He is missing Radharani. Jagannath is missing Radharani. And Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is missing Sri Krishna. Yeah, that is why in technical term it is said Radha, Radha Viraha Vidur Jagannath. Radha Viraha Vidur Jagannath. And Krishna Viraha Vidur Chaitanya. And of course, Jagannath is Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. So, one is missing Krishna, one is missing Radha, and in Jagannath Puri they find each other. So, Jagannath Puri is a place. This is the place. Most appropriate dham for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reside in Jagannath Puri and find missing Krishna in the form of Jagannath. So during Rath Yatra festival time, okay, first of all we should briefly at least mention that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having darshan of Jagannath Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking darshan, meaning who is taking darshan? Radharani is taking darshan of Krishna. Krishna is Jagannath. And Jagannath, who is Krishna, he is taking darshan, he is meeting Radharani. So that happened, say, on Netrotsava day. And the same day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does the Gundicha Marjan, cleansing of Gundicha temple. And as a devotee, as of course here, Radharani is the best of all the devotees. She is the leader of the devotees. So he was leading this cleansing Gundicha temple, cleaning Gundicha temple service. And with so much devotion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sweeping and mopping and the temple with the tears. He was using his tears as a water for cleansing. There was also water was available, but then another source, natural source of water was his tears coming down. Not Ashru Bindu, but Ashru Dhara. You know that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would shed tears, not just drops would glide down the cheeks, but like a hose pipe, and when you are watering the plants in the garden, or so like that, they would reach like 100 meters, And if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing kirtan and then he is making round, then what would happen? All those devotees around him would get drenched, soaking wet in the tears, or there is abhishek, all the devotees abhishek happenings, snan yatra would take place, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant and dance and go round and round, like Dharmaraj Prabhu makes rounds, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu making rounds. And then we haven't seen the tears yet, but at least we see the rounds. So so there's Gundicha Marjan, is quite a festival. Yeah, Gundicha Marjan is Vrindavan. And next day, Krishna, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they are going to be arriving in Gundicha temple. And they are going to stay there for about a week, 9 days. So it's like, Jagannath is coming. Like for us, during Srila Prabhupada days, there is to be this concept, Prabhupada is coming. Then we'll get ready, Hare Krishna land and Prabhupada's quarters, and we'll thoroughly maha clean up and this and that. Everyone is thinking, on everyone's mind, Prabhupada is coming. So, and certainly for Jagannath is going to be arriving in Gundicha Mandir tomorrow. Is everything ready? So main thing to be done is cleansing, because all year long temple is not used. Well, visitors come, take darshan of tourists coming, but Jagannath is not there, Krishna is not there. So after 1 year he is arriving, so there's a great excitement getting Gundicha temple ready to welcome grand reception of Jagannath next day. So then the next day arrives, the day of Rath Yatra. And then the carts are ready. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra carts. And you know, in Jagannath Puri, they make carts every year, new cart. They do not use Maha cart. Maha meant it is used before and we use it again and again and again, as we do in ISKCON. Even one temple's cart goes to another temple, and to another temple, maha, 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 rath. In Jagannath Puri, rath, the chariot, is used only one time. Then it is abandoned. Next year, new cart. So new cart, new canopy, new, everything new. And Jagannath is also kind of new. After Snan Yatra, he recuperates, he regains his health, and he's looking fresh and healthy. They also paint his body, his form, and he becomes known as Navayavana. So in fact, on Netrotsav day before Rath Yatra, When devotees take darshan, they take darshan of Navayavana Jagannath. So Jagannath is also kind of new Jagannath. And of course every 12 years there's Navakalevar. Nava is new and Kalevar is form. New deity. That also we do not do in ISKCON. There are some deities that are 40 years old. Well, of course they are new. Lord is ever new. Lord never becomes old. That understanding is also there. But in Jagannath Puri there is a different tradition. And every 12 years there is a new deity. And there is a whole ritual they follow to find the right tree and the whole thing. And transporting that tree to Jagannath Puri, and then lot of whole science and process, and the mantras and tantra involved in identifying the right tree, and again carving deities from that wood. So on the day of Rath Yatra, there's a Pahandi festival called Pahandi. That bringing Lord from his Singhasan or Ratan Bedi, the altar in the temple, to the chariots. And that is festival in itself. I have witnessed that festival several times. And a few years ago there was Navakalevar. And I was in Jagannath Puri that day. Not only Jagannath Puri, but I along with some other devotees, I don't know who else, Dharmaraj, you were there. We managed to get inside the temple. And when the pandas were during this Pahandi festival, the ropes around his waist and lift and place him on some kind of cushion and lift again. And so they had brought Jagannath from the altar through the darshan mandap, and Jagannath was about to come outside through the front entrance, and I was very appropriately situated or stationed. When they were bringing Jagannath, and as Jagannath looked outside, I was the first one to look at Jagannath. I felt like that. And Jagannath looked at me. I was very strategically located. Lord's glance fell upon me. And as pandas had brought him few steps forward, Jagannath outside the entrance, then some devotees managed to bring me forward, and pandas also, I think they were helping out, and I was pushed near Jagannath, and they managed to, so much struggle, push and pull, and so finally I touched my head to Jagannath's Navakalevar, the new form. So, a memory to relish forever. So then finally, as Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they are seated on their respective chariots. This is 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and offering his dandavat pranam to all the three deities as he would come in front of Jagannath, falling flat in front of Jagannath. Then he would stand with folded hands and pray, offer prayers and praise to Jagannath. And one of that prayer, praise is Jayati, Jayati Devo, Devaki Nandano, so Jayati, Jayati Krishna, Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha, Jayati, Jayati Megha Shamala Komalango, Jayati, Jayati Prithvibhara Nasho Mukundaha. Jai Ho, meaning Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. You are Vrishni Vamsha Jant. And then Megha, Shamala, Komala, Anga. Your form is Shamal, bluish black form, and Komal, very soft to touch. And you are Devaki Nandan, your son of Devaki, and Prithvibhara Nasho Mukunda. Thank you, Lord Jagannath, for giving relief to Prithvibhara. Mother Earth was burdened by the sin of the sinners. But you appeared and you relieved the earth's burden. O Mukunda, O giver of the liberation. And then the Rath Yatra procession would begin. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah, so first the king has to be there, and he used to be there, King Pratap Rudra. Cleaning of Gundicha Marjan has happened, but now the in front of Jagannath's chariot, the street cleaning, Swachh Bharat. So king was personally sweeping the streets, especially that street, that road, grand trunk road, or Rath Yatra Marg, with his own hand. And big king, big authority. Everyone is at his disposal. He could order, hey, sweepers, come. Thousands of sweepers would line up. But he would prefer to sweep himself. So Mahaprabhu had taken note of this, the humility. This is Trinadapi Suni Chena. Tarorapi Sahishna, this Yatra Tranadapi Suni Chena. And as soon as there is a humility, then what happens? Lord is pleased, and that person could do his devotional service with no interruption. And that candidate deserves association and darshan of the Lord. adhyati patrata, right? Vinayad. From humility comes eligibility. You become eligible to serve Krishna or even eventually see Krishna if there is a humility amongst other things. Humility has to be there. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noted that humbleness, humility of Raja Pratap Rudra, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, why not? I must meet this person. So anyway, this is a long story, we have no time, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not willing to meet this king, thinking he's a king, he's attached to the power. Kissa Kurushika and other things. So, but when he saw very humble king, his humility, Mahaprabhu changed his mind. Oh, I would like to see him. And during that Rath Yatra, then Lord's, this is Ichha Shakti. Lord just desired, and that's all that he has to do. And then everything else is done by other Shaktis, other energies. Leela Shakti, this Shakti, that Shakti. So that day, so first of all, when there was a, yes, as Rath Yatra started, they're pulling the chariot, and there were four Kirtan parties in front of Jagannath's chariot, two parties on the other side of Jagannath's chariot, and one party behind the chariot. So there's total of seven parties. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing simultaneously in all those seven Kirtan parties. Really, this is nothing for him. When there's a dance with, rasa dance with 3 crore gopis, then Krishna is dancing with he becomes 3 crore Krishnas. Here he is becoming only seven Krishnas. So no big deal, as they say. But and then Lord arranged, I think it was only King Pratap Rudra was able to realize what was happening. Otherwise each party was thinking that, oh, he is dancing only with us. Hey, our party ki jai, our party is special party. Just see, he is dancing with our party only. Other party Murdabad, or our party Jindabad. But that was not the case. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in all the seven parties simultaneously. And by Lord's arrangement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always in full control. He arranged only King Pratap Rudra to visualize or realize or have a vision, darshan, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in all the parties at the same time. No one else was not realizing, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special benediction upon this very humble soul, King Pratap Rudra, he had this special darshan. And then Hari Hari, the procession, they are all heading towards Gundicha temple. and Gundisha is Vrindavan. Jagannath Puri temple is Dwarika. And those who are pulling the chariot, bringing Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, they are all devotees from Vrindavan, headed by Radha Rani. Radha Rani is in the forefront or is in the center. And so during the procession, there is a whole leela, dealings, reciprocation going on between Krishna in the chariot and Radha Rani in the front of the chariot. And that Radha Rani is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that Krishna is Jagannath. Pulling the chariot, they are 6 times a day, so it's time for honoring prasadam. Today you are ate only 1 time. Well, you are not Jagannath, so it's okay. And Jagannath could manage eating 6 times. We will die if we ate 6 times. And what to speak of amount of bhoga, that he relishes. So during Upal Bhoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes into the garden, adjoining garden called Jagannath Vallabh Garden, and while he was resting, it was recommended by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others, this is the time, King, put on your Vaishnava clothes. So he was given dhoti and kurta, and then King goes forward, obeisances, and he begins massaging transcendental form, Sachidananda Vigraha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while massaging, he is chanting, he is reciting Gopi Geet. Jayate Rikam Danmana Vraja, like that. So reciting and reciting, he comes to the 9th stanza. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalma shapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi granantiye bhurida janaha. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this bhurida janaha, which gopis and Radharani also had uttered or recited that prayer, and that prayer is a bhurida janaha. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts, you are that bhurida, you are that bhurida. Bhurida means charitable, magnanimous. Because you are sharing this gopi geet with me, you are so kind to me. So, because you have shared this gift, I'm very grateful to you. And Lord is still lying down, his eyes are closed, he has no clue who this person who was massaging and he was reciting Gopi Geet, but Mahaprabhu is talking, Bhurida, you are that Bhurida. And you did so much for me. What could I must do something in return for you, but what could I do? I am just Tridandi, not even Tridandi, Ekdandi Bhikshuk, Sannyasi, I have nothing, I am empty pocket. I have no pocket, not even pocket. So saying so, Mahaprabhu was now getting up. And he says, okay, I mean, I have nothing to really offer to you in return. But if you do not mind, may you accept my embrace. And Mahaprabhu holds King Prataprudra in his long arms and hold him tight. And then, so did then King Prataprudra also. They were embracing each other, and that was the perfection of King Prataprudra. And that is also perfect timing for us to stop our katha. So then the chariot proceeds, and soon they arrive at Gundicha temple, which is Vrindavan Dham ki. On the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, he keeps saying, Moraman Vrindavan, Moraman Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan. Oh Lord, please reside in Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan. Stay in my mind, on my mind, in my heart. And then, Lord, down from the chariot, and another Pahandi Mahotsav, bringing deities from the chariot to the altar in Jagannath, in Gundicha temple. So Pahandi festival is two times. Before the chariot and after the chariot yatra gets over. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to spend, Jagannath is going to be spending time with Baldeva and Subhadra at Gundicha temple. And they are very happy, feeling at home. When Jagannath, Krishna is in Vrindavan, he's at home. Your home is where your heart is, he says. Your home is where your heart is. So Krishna's heart is in Vrindavan. So that is his home, and that is perfect location, situation. Jagannath Balde Subhadra ki, Jagannath Ratha Yatra Mahotsav ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. ISKCON New Jersey ki jai. ISKCON New Jersey Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Lord Premanande Hari Hari Bol.